This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. We still have the Naked Restaurant coming up, as well as taxpayer-funded stadiums. We'll talk about both of those things if we get the chance. Your calls, of course, come first. You can make them about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We were talking toward the end of the first hour about, Daryl, your new lobbying effort.
Yes.
The new big announcement that you are making after your, unfortunately, unsuccessful campaign to attempt to garner the Libertarian Party's nomination. And by the way, I saw a headline today that apparently now Mitt Romney is considering voting for the Libertarians' candidates. And if that's not a sign that the Libertarian Party has completely failed in its mission of spreading the ideas of liberty, I don't know what is.
Well, the Libertarian Party now has a former Massachusetts governor on the ticket, and Romney was a Massachusetts governor, so right. It only makes sense that he would vote for another gun-grabbing Massachusetts governor.
So you were pretty burned out after the campaign, after you didn't win down in Orlando at the Libertarian Party National Convention that happened a couple weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago at this point.
Memorial Day weekend, so yeah, two weeks ago.
And you were pretty bummed out. Did you have this Liberty Lobby thing in mind during the convention? Did it come up afterwards? What was the genesis of this? Because, I mean, obviously you've been in Concord, New Hampshire, trying to persuade politicians to vote more in favor of freedom
right.
for a few years here now, and you and I have been to a bunch of these together. It's a kind of a fun thing to do that I think can have some effect. That's why I continue to do it. But when did this idea come up for you to kind of, okay, maybe I could get paid to do this, or at the very least cover the costs?
It's something that I had thought about for a while, and I've actually had people suggest to me, you know, it would be great if, you know, you could somehow wind up getting paid for what you're doing, of reading bills and talking to state reps. And it was really, I would say, you know, like I threw the idea together in about a week, like, you know, actually formulating the plan, getting
after the convention.
After the convention.
Okay.
So when I put up the thing of, you know, super secret project going to be announced, you know, it started off of, I'm just going to make a final close the campaign statement. And then it was, well, let me go ahead and announce this new venture, and let me formulate the plan. Let me put together the website. So the website and the plan and everything really got thrown together in about a week.
Liberty Lobbyist. Liberty Lobby or Liberty Lobby?
Liberty Lobby LLC the name of the lobbying firm.
But what's the website again?
LibertyLobby.xyz.
XYZ. LibertyLobby.xyz. And you actually have had contributions coming in. One came in during the show already here tonight.
Yeah, one came in during the news break.
So thank you to that person. And you can go there and contribute via PayPal, Bitcoin. And that's it, right?
That's the two ways you can contribute on the website.
Right.
If you want to send a check, I do have the
Perfect.
Mailing address where you can send the check. If you want to send precious metals, you can do that, and I'll find a way to convert it into dollars or Bitcoin to cover expenses.
How hard is this to do? I mean, New Hampshire's different from a lot of states. It's in a lot of cases easier to jump through governmental hoops in New Hampshire. And
there's a 2-page form that I have to fill out and a $50
per year.
Lobby registration fee.
What kind of information do they want on this form? I mean, is it about where all your donations come from, or like how?
Normally, again, people are being paid by various big corporate interests, and they have to fill out a form for each interest that they are representing, unless the money comes from a single entity, which is why I've created Liberty Lobby LLC. So the funds are then going to Liberty Lobby LLC. Liberty Lobby LLC is paying me, the founder and CEO of Liberty Lobby LLC, to be the lobbyist. So that way I'm not having to fill out a form for the guy that sent me $5 and pay $50 registration.
Okay, obvious question. Did you consult with an attorney about this particular, you know, sort of legal structure? I mean, once you start getting into lobbying, don't the restrictions get a little ridiculous? I mean, are you concerned?
There's quarterly reports where you put how much money came from, you know, whoever it is that's paying you. Mm. And I looked, and there are several nonprofit type organizations that survive basically on donations and contributions.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's the organization paying the lobbyist, then that person only registers one time and they list the organization. So the people that work for the ACLU, ACLU thrives and survives on small contributions from people.
Right.
But the lobbyist representing the ACLU lists only the ACLU as the employer because that's who is giving them money.
Okay. Now, you chose an LLC, a limited liability corporation, rather than a nonprofit, or you know, what was the intentions there? If you can get into it, if not, I understand.
Part of it was New Mexico LLCs are fairly easy and pseudo-anonymous, if you will, to where, you know, it sort of helps obscure some information. So I'm going with the New Mexico LLC.
The New Mexico LLC is very, very good because it is a, as I understand it, now this is not legal advice. I'm, you know, not an expert at corporate law, but the New Mexico one is a bearer corporation, meaning that there's no actual record on file, or there doesn't have to be a record on file of who the owner is in New Mexico. New Mexico just says this thing exists, this corporation, which is a legal construct. It doesn't, you know, corporations are just a papers in a file folder. They don't exist in any meaningful way beyond that. It's a legal fiction, and sort of this idea that these lawyers came up with to shield people from liability, and in the case of New Mexico, shield people from even knowing who owns the corporation.
Right.
And so as long as you have the papers, if you are the person, maybe it's you, maybe it's me, maybe it's somebody else, whoever has the corporate papers is the person who owns the LLC.
Right. And also, I know that it's very difficult to jump through the IRS hoops and hurdles to be officially a 501 whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to pay any more money than necessary to wind up, you know, having a legal structure.
Yeah. And then in addition to that, aren't there all kinds of additional restrictions that are placed upon 501 organizations?
Yes.
Like, you can say this, but you can't say this. You got to jump through all the
hoops. And if you're a 501c4, then you can do lobbying in a way, but there's certain things you can't, and this and that, and
it sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even going to attempt to deal with any of the 501 whatnot. And I actually have on the website, on the contribute page, and I make sure to use the term contribute and contribution, not donate or donations.
Hmm.
Because, you know, like, there's...
Is there a legal difference between the two?
I believe there is. Okay. Whether or not there actually is, I personally believe there might be. So, you know, like, that way they can't say, well, you thought this, and so therefore... But I have on the contribute page that this is not a 501c organization.
Okay.
You know, these contributions are not tax deductible.
So, you can help out Daryl. Go to libertylobby.xyz to get behind this effort. I think it's a good one, and hopefully it'll be duplicatable. Hopefully
you won't be
the only person doing this.
Right. And, you know, so part of what sort of encouraged me is, you know, for a while I'd been trying to encourage other people to adopt legislative committees here in New Hampshire.
That's right.
And I've not really had very much success.
And by that, you mean pay attention to what one committee's doing specifically. You've chosen the elections committee, but to watch every bill that they're putting in, to follow along with the whole process and try to, you know, move them in a more pro-freedom direction.
Right. So, you know, since I've not really had luck finding people to, you know, do that as volunteer work, okay, let's see if a crowdfunded lobbyist is even something that people will get behind. And so this is kind of a beta test to see if it is replicatable with other states, or to possibly find more people here in New Hampshire to wind up, you know, having more than one liberty lobbyist in New Hampshire.
Well, I like what I think it was Joe in Colorado had said previously. and that is that this is a way for people to support what's happening here in New Hampshire, which is the most exciting liberty yes. movement in the world, support it financially without having to actually pick up and move here. If you want to see freedom succeed, put your resources here rather than some useless political campaign at the national level. This is Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In London, the first naked restaurant has opened. I don't know if it's the first one in the world, but it's certainly the first one in London. And you can join us and talk about that. Or also coming up, Daryl will be telling us about an NFL player speaking out against tax-funded stadiums. But first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Ralph is on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Wow. You know, I always like to believe that in order for you to relieve yourself of white guilt, you should have sex with a black female, in my opinion. You know, this constant vibe about me calling me a racist and all of that. Remember that...
Didn't you call all black people something like animals recently on the show? I don't
know
the exact
insult. You know, if I have justification, number one, and if I have rationale, number two, to call a human, a person, an animal, I would not hesitate doing so. Okay?
I mean, but you pretty much called all black people that, right? I mean, certainly we're all animals. I mean, technically humans are animals.
No,
but you were doing it in a very pejorative and, you know, mean kind of manner.
Wrong. That, you know,
so you weren't calling all black, just to clarify, Ralph, you weren't calling all black people animals?
Why don't you get it in your head that the one who deserved to be called an animal, then they are that. Okay, including Obama. They are that, all right? And that being said, let me say this. It doesn't make any difference whether Obama endorsed Hillary, because that's the more reason why I cannot vote or will not vote for Hillary. Okay, this is true to form of this animal pimping Hillary. You hear me? I don't need to repeat myself.
No, I tend to agree with you that it really doesn't matter. The one part I agree with you on is that it doesn't matter whether or not Barack Obama endorses Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's not like people who support the Democrats are out there waiting to see what Barack Obama is going to do. I mean, it's pretty much a guarantee that the Democrats support each other. Even I've heard rumors that Bernie Sanders is falling in line and is going to support Hillary. I don't know if that's officially the case, but...
Yeah, well, there is another animal that I need to talk about.
Okay.
Who was apprehended. And again, this is a black individual. You can look it up on Google. Who goes by the name Khalif, T-H-A-L-I-F, House. It's O-U-S. This animal is a junkie who supports his habit. And that's a drug problem in there. That's a question of character, not a question of race. When we call this man an animal, I also put his habit doing a string of robbery.
You it's just funny that you always call about black people. I mean, you know, you're not talking about white animals or, you know, Asian animals or Filipino animals.
I like to believe if you manifest, you know, if you manifest a tendency of being animal,
what's he saying?
If you manifest something,
manifest. Okay. I'm glad to hear, Ralph, that you know you are claiming now that you didn't say what I'm pretty sure you did say recently on the show. Thank you for the call. I've had enough. Toll free number tonight 855-450-FREE 855-450-3733. So let's get into the naked restaurant thing, because there's really not much more to say about Ralph.
So my question on this naked restaurant, is it the servers that are naked, or is it the customers?
Well, the customers are definitely naked. Let's see if we can learn more about the story here. London's first naked restaurant has opened, according to The Mirror, mirror.co.uk, offering a natural dining experience. The Bugnati's customers are free from phones, electric lights, and even clothing. A restaurant where people shed their clothes to dine in the nude has thrilled diners on its first service in London. The Bugnati, set to open to the public on June 11th, okay, so I guess it's not open yet, tomorrow, is London's first nude restaurant. Actually, technically it's tomorrow in London right now.
It is tomorrow in London right now.
What time they'll open, though, I don't know. Anyway, it's London's first nude restaurant, offering an entirely natural eating experience free from the trappings of modern life. That includes phones, electric lights, and, yes, even clothing.
All right. So if it's free of the quote-unquote trappings of modern life, do they have silverware? Because that's kind of a modern invention. It's more modern than clothing.
It's an excellent question. I'm looking here at the photos that they're including in the story, and I don't see silverware on the plate, but there's actually a real close-cropped photo here, so it's hard to say for sure. We'll see if we can learn more about that here in moments. Also, are they all natural behind the scenes? Are they using a campfire in the back, or how are they cooking the food?
I don't know, but I am thinking of some of the things, like be careful around the deep fryers, the grill.
I suspect they're not doing deep fried food here, but that would be really dangerous.
Yeah, like
splattering
cooking
oil.
Some bacon and some of it like pops out on you. Ah.
A 42 capacity venue. It currently has almost 44,000 people on its waiting list.
What?
Yeah, unbelievable. And it's only going to be open for 3 months, so it's sort of like a gimmick, I guess.
Yes.
The first diners at the undisclosed venue, invited as part of its soft opening, have praised the food, ambiance, and freedom as they shed their threads. Harriet Starling wrote on the restaurant's Facebook page, quote, "I didn't want it to end. It was absolutely incredible every moment." She said further, pure freedom, the best staff and atmosphere, flawless food. To whoever gets to go, you will never forget it.
And apparently the naked restaurant thing is something that is not just in London.
Oh, really?
I did a search for naked restaurant, and there's one that's going to be opening up in Tokyo next month.
Huh.
And it also is clothing-free. But, according to Mashable, unlike similar restaurant concepts recently launched in London and Melbourne, Australia, the Amrita in Japan plans to weigh and take height measurements of diners at the door.
Oh.
And will bar those who are overweight.
Oh, my. Very exclusive.
Restaurant warns on their website that diners who are likely to be over 15 kilograms, the average weight corresponding to their height, should not make booking because it will not refund entry fees for diners that they turn away. They also set an age limit between 18 and 60. And apparently the opening will be July 29th. Tickets, according to Mashable, are selling fast. The top tier ticket, 80,000 yen, which corresponds to $748. It's already sold out. And tickets without the dance performance are $131. That would be 14,000 yen.
There's more to say about this here in moments. And how long before some a-hole decides to come in and file a lawsuit for discrimination because they won't let him come in his clothes
and eat? In Japan, they also say that you're not allowed to speak to or touch other customers.
That's weird.
No speaking.
Toll-free number. I could get the touching, but
no speaking.
Speaking. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live. Nude or not.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the number. Naked restaurants. Yeah, apparently that's a thing. There's one of them in London that's going to open its doors apparently tomorrow, Saturday the 11th.
No talking.
Well, no, wait. That was the Tokyo one.
Right. You must, in Tokyo, you must refrain from speaking to or touching other customers. And my reading of this is if you go in with your significant other, they are another customer, and you cannot speak to or touch your significant other.
Very strange. I'd be interested in learning more about that. And also, how do you pay at the naked restaurant? Is it something that you have to pay when you come in? Is it like a flat fee? You kind of get a whole meal of whatever
well,
they
this
serve
one
you?
In Japan, it says that you have to buy tickets.
Uh-huh.
And I'm guessing you buy the tickets through the website in advance. And, well,
you know. So you come with the ticket. And presumably you have to walk in with clothes on and then derobe somewhere
yes,
else.
One would think.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, this one, there's no cell phones. But, yeah, presumably because...
Which I kind of like that. I like the idea
right.
of having no cell phones.
But presumably because, you know, like tipping is sort of a uniquely American thing. You mm-hmm. would not need money to tip your waitress.
Right. If it's all inclusive. You know, if you're paying right. up front. And there are these, what are they, like dinner clubs where... an individual who's a chef, an accomplished chef, chef will come to someone's home and they will cook a fancy dinner, you know, like a foodie dinner with fancy ingredients or whatever. And they'll talk to people about the fancy ingredients and how they prepared the dishes, and, you know, they can come watch it happen or whatever. I guess there's different ways it works. But usually there's, you know, 4 to 8 people who will attend one of these dinners, as I understand it. We've shared some stories about them over the years on Free Talk Live. They're highly illegal because in the cities where these are done, like New York City, if you're preparing food for somebody and they're paying you for it, you've got to jump through all these ridiculous regulatory hoops.
In some places, if you prepare food for somebody and they're not paying you, there's still regulations.
Yeah.
You know, we've read stories about the retired preacher who was a chef down in Florida getting arrested several days in a row for cooking food and giving it to homeless people.
So I do like the idea, though, that there's no cell phones allowed, that this is sort of like not just naked dining, but it's getting away from the trappings of our life dining. And that's kind of different. It's certainly unique. There are 44,000 people who are currently on the waiting list for the 42-capacity venue, this venue in London called the Bunyadi, set to open up tomorrow, does not even have electric lights, apparently, in this place.
Alrighty.
So I do see lights in the photo. Perhaps it's candle lit. It's not really easy to tell from the picture here, from the Bunyadi's Facebook page. Some more reviews from the customers. Lizzie West, one of the customers, early customers, I guess she was given a preview, says, "I felt so relaxed, comfortable, free. It just worked." Others said the food was inspired and delicious, and the whole experience was perfection. Johan Belmere reviewed his trial meal, writing, quote, "You enter a cocktail bar, and after a cocktail, you're invited to change into a comfortable gown before being led to the atmospheric restaurant area, where tables are separated by bamboo curtains, see-through to stimulate the brain, but hidden enough to feel in your private booth. The raw food," so there you go, raw food, it sounds like they're not cooking anything at this place, "was exquisite too. Highly recommended with a group or friend, or an unusual experience with your special someone."
Now, I'm curious if this is, I'm guessing, a like vegan sort
it's
of place?
It's sounding more and more like it. Well,
here's your wheatgrass chutney.
Well, I'll take it back, because later on in the story here, it does say that there are wood flame grilled meals available. So apparently they've got a raw food section of the menu, and that's what that guy ordered.
Okay.
But it's interesting.
Here's your apple.
Looking at the table here, it's basically like a tree log. The table is a larger section of a tree log, so the round top portion of the table is like a cut away from a tree, basically. And then it's on top of another tree log that's smaller for the base of the table. Around it are 4 tree logs. So sort of like if you're out camping, you'll flip over a log from the fire, one that would normally go into the fire to sit on. That's what you're sitting on at the naked restaurant. So they are... They really are bringing it back to nature, although it's still happening inside a building.
Right. And probably because there's some kind of, you know, like you can't be naked in public in London law. I don't know.
So going on here, the venue also offers a clothed section for those who don't wish to drop their drawers before dining. Well, that takes all of the gimmick and the fun out of this.
Welcome to the naked restaurant. Clothing section.
Clothing optional. The eatery is the latest idea from Lollipop, the people behind the Breaking Bad-inspired cocktail bar ABQ. Guests at Bunyadi Restaurant, which means fundamental, base, or natural, enjoy wood flame grilled meals served on handmade clay crockery. And here you go, Daryl, the answer to your question from earlier, edible cutlery. So they have some sort of edible silverware, if you will. Lollipop founder Seb Leal said, quote, "We believe people should get the chance to enjoy and experience a night out without any impurities. No chemicals, no artificial colors, no electricity, no gas, no phone, and even no clothes if they wish to." He said further, "The idea is to experience true liberation." "We have worked very hard to design a space where everything patrons interact with is bare and naked," he continued, saying that the use of natural bamboo partitions and candlelight has enabled us to make the restaurant discreet.
So I did find the website for the Vunyati.
The Vunyati, okay.
And you do have to make reservations, and it appears as though you actually have to pay online beforehand. I am stuck at the whole input your name and your telephone number because I don't have a British telephone number. So I can't just, you know, go through to see how much the cost is
right.
because they don't have that on the site. But they do have a menu.
And the location secret, though, too, right? Like, you don't know where this place is until they tell you where to go.
Right.
They don't just want people showing up.
Right.
And, of course, I wonder also, I mean, I'm presuming they've jumped through their hoops. It sounds like this is a company that has opened restaurants before. So they probably did, you know, get government permission to do this.
And, okay, so on the menu, they have the cost, £69.
Okay.
Includes gown and slippers. So they have...
You have to take those home with you?
I don't know. Presumably.
Well, that does bring me to one of the questions before we go to more menu items. One of the objections, like, I can appreciate where they're coming from with this. It's an interesting gimmick, and it's funny, too, because I just saw on Just for Laughs, which is a YouTube channel where they do pranks. It's been around forever. They do some good kind of fun pranks. They don't hurt people with their pranks. They had a naked diner thing, that they're a naked restaurant, but it was more of a surprise for the prank victim.
Okay.
So they would bring somebody into a restaurant that was like on a main drag somewhere in Montreal, and there was sort of like a somewhat high fence around the restaurant, so somebody walking by wouldn't be able to see. They might be able to see people sitting and eating, but they wouldn't be able to see they were naked. And so when the victim of the prank, walks into the restaurant, everyone sitting there at the tables is completely nude, and the waiter is beckoning, you know, the person to come sit down at an empty table. And, it's, you know, of course, the funny part is the reactions of the people when they realize what they've just walked into. And they also had the waiter wasn't completely nude, but from behind you could see his butt cheeks.
Okay.
In his uniform, so it was pretty entertaining. But, you know, the sanitary question, I would want to know for sure that there was some wiping down going on because, you know, clothes, one of the benefits of clothes is there's sort of a barrier of protection to some extent between
yes.
bodily fluids and the place that you're sitting.
Yes.
So that would be something I would want to make sure was actually happening at the Vunyati. But otherwise, you know, interesting gimmick. What would you do? Would you go to the Vunyati? Would you, would you go to one of these naked restaurants?
Well, they want to know what's on the menu first.
We'll find out here. Daryl's got that. 855-453-free, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the newest naked restaurant in the world, apparently the first one in London, but maybe not the first one to ever have existed. Apparently there's another one going to be opening in Tokyo at some point. The one in London is only expected to open for 3 months, so it's a very limited run, and they allegedly have 44,000 people on their waiting list already, which sounds to me like you might not be able to get in at this point.
They do have where you can go through to make reservations on the site.
Huh. Well, very interesting. I probably won't be able to make it because I don't live in London, but it's kind of an interesting idea. I don't know.
Are you allowed in England? I know you're not allowed in Canada.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Just because I've got some misdemeanor convictions?
You're not allowed in Canada. Canada is, you know, basically a subsidiary of the United Kingdom.
That's true. You may be right about that. It's not really a place I want to visit anyway, but it is an interesting gimmick for a restaurant. And Daryl, you've been looking over their menu.
Yes, and it appears as though there's a 5-course meal. There are two options. There's the naked vegan and the naked non-vegan. These two different options share 3 of the 5 courses. So you begin your dining experience au naturel with an English garden pickled apple salted cucumber. I'm guessing that's a salad. It doesn't say salad, but
and this is the same cost for both the vegan or the non-vegan?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the price on that again?
£69.
£69. I did a conversion here thanks to Google. That's just under 100 US dollars right now.
For the non-vegan, your second course is cured salmon, seaweed salad with whipped spirulina mayo. Third course, goji berry coriander steak tartare with basil and wild nettle oil. Then they bring you sweet and salt seasonal forage. And for dessert, you have blackberries, coconut, and chia mousse with raw crumble.
Okay.
And they also serve you floral tea. So the blackberry coconut thing, that sounds pretty good.
So no liquor license. There's no liquor license here. They don't have that.
Doesn't mention anything. Yeah, well, it does at the bottom of the menu. It says, please turn for wine, but they've only put one page of the menu online.
Ah.
So I'm guessing they have wine.
So you would also have to order that in advance as well.
Presumably.
All right.
Either that or if you're making the reservation, they have your credit card number. They can just add the additional charge. For the naked vegan, you begin with the same English garden pickled apple salted cucumber, I'm guessing again, a salad. Then the second course, asparagus, salted almonds, pickled red onion, and melon. Instead of the goji berry steak tartare that the non-vegans get, if you're a vegan or order the vegan, you get sun-dried tomatoes, stuffed courgette flowers, cauliflower couscous, and seaweed flakes.
And if I'm going to pay $100 for dinner, I'd like a steak to be included.
And then it has the same last two courses, same dessert, and same tea.
So would you go to the naked restaurant? The toll-free number?
I don't like what's on their menu, so
yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's not a very choosy kind of menu. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But they're trying to, you know, portray this as an event, as an occasion, as something unique. And it is. You know, that much is definitely true. Toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And so, you know, I did ask this question briefly a couple segments ago, but this seems ripe for some a-hole to come along and demand to be able to be clothed. But then again, we found out you can actually be clothed, so they're not discriminating against that. But in Tokyo, they are going to discriminate against larger people from
yes.
coming in. And there's an age limit. Was it the Tokyo place that had the age limit as well?
Tokyo has the age limit 18 to 60.
So older
folks, if you plan on taking grandma there for her 61st birthday, sorry.
Family, young family members can't come, so the whole family can't go out to a naked dinner. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. Let's go to David. He's on the line in Keene via Skype.
Hello?
Hi, David. You're on the air.
Okay, cool. I didn't want to talk about... I messaged and said I wanted to talk about NH politics because my Facebook is full of candidates.
Well, it is that time of year here in New Hampshire. The filing deadline ended officially this afternoon at 5 p.m., and on the final day of filing, candidates have to actually go all the way to Concord. So if they waited until the last day, I believe.
Actually, no. You have to file in person. If you're running for state rep,
yeah.
You can actually file still in your town.
Oh, really? Okay.
I thought it was file in Concord for even state rep. But no, you just have to file in person. So if you mail the thing and we know somebody that said that they put their thing in the mail, nope, sorry, on last day of filing, you have to do it in person.
Okay. David, what about it? I mean, there's a lot of people talking.
Well, it's just kind of fun and exciting to have lots of people on my Facebook that are candidates for office. I mean, there's probably, I don't know how many I could count, at least 20 or 30. Maybe, I don't even know.
Well, the thing is, there's not enough of them. Daryl, you've been running the tabulating numbers daily, basically, and
yes.
I don't know if the official numbers have come out for today.
Yes, they have come out for today. There are 21 seats where no one has filed, meaning that...
No Republican, no Democrat.
No Republican, no Democrat. Some of these are in multi-member districts. So, you know, like, one person filed in a three-seat district.
No.
And then there are some districts where, you know, it's a one-seat district and nobody has filed. No Republican, no Democrat, nobody filed saying I'm running as a Libertarian or collecting petitions. So the Republicans and Democrats have written things into statute that allow them to drag someone kicking and screaming into the seat of this person's going to be our candidate, and they have until Wednesday to do that.
They don't always do that, though, do they? I mean,
they don't always do that. Sometimes somebody has to do a write-in campaign and wind up getting the nomination in the primary in September.
Go ahead, David.
I went up there today, and there were some people filing, and I filed. It's surprisingly easy to file. There's not much to fill out, and they don't even ask for ID, which I liked.
What did you file for, just out of curiosity?
Well, Everybody can be happy to know that the county attorney in Cheshire County will not run unopposed. There will be a Republican candidate.
All right, David, good luck, and thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. He's referring to the county attorney here in the county that we're in, Cheshire
yes.
County, who has been unopposed in the last election. So this is something that it's easy to do. For anybody that comes to New Hampshire, we talk a lot about how New Hampshire is different. It's really accessible in its political system. We invite regularly libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, people that love the ideas of liberty to move here, to get active and help us move the ideas of liberty forward. We already talked, Daryl, about your libertylobby.xyz
yes.
Website where you're raising money to go to Concord regularly and lobby for the ideas of liberty, which is an awesome idea. But it's also super easy to get involved in just as a candidate.
If you're a Republican or a Democrat.
Right. Unfortunately, the Republicans and Democrats, like most states, have made it difficult for third parties to compete. And hopefully we'll see some of that change over time. But meanwhile, I got no problem with liberty-minded people infiltrating the Republicans and Democrats. That's what they do to us. That's what has happened to the Libertarian Party on the national level. That's why you didn't win the Libertarian Party's national nomination for presidential candidate. They gave that to two Republicans, one for president, one for vice president. They gave it to two Republicans because infiltration works. And that's what happens with political and party politics. It sucks because it means that the party that you thought you had joined, the Libertarian Party in this case, that you thought was the party of principle, has completely been debased. This is my experience with the party. I was a life member of the party, and I quit publicly in 2008 out of frustration for what I saw was this takeover of the Libertarian Party. But that can happen both ways. That can happen in reverse, meaning that libertarians can come into the Democratic and Republican parties, and it's happening here in New Hampshire. I suspect it's not
to
really.
To some degree, yeah. In local races, it's not happening for the statewide races.
I think actually.
Scott Brown was an absolutely horrible candidate for U.S. Senate.
Well, that's
2 years ago.
That's U.S. Senate. I'm running
still
as a Democrat.
A statewide office.
I am running as a Democrat for governor here in
yes.
New Hampshire. So there you go. There's an example of somebody who's a pro liberty person running.
Right, and you're going to lose the primary horribly.
Well, of course I am, because I'm number one, not going to pander to the Democratic hordes. Number two, not going to spend any money on the campaign either.
But even if you did, you would still lose because, the Republican and Democratic Party
I'm
are
not
anointed friendly
one.
To liberty.
No doubt about that. But that's why the invasion is a good idea.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Could you use about $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.